Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to tell you something today that you may not know about. You have a diagnosis.
What?
God has diagnosed you with something wonderful, and it's called health. And I want to talk about that today. Think about that. You know, it's always about diagnosing something about this, about that. This usually is kind of bad. No, this is good. God has diagnosed everyone that's listening to me with health, that you can live in divine healing, divine health, and divine life. Let me give you some scripture. I got to read some of this stuff. Psalms 103, verses 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My God. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth, I like that part, is renewed like the eagles. Now, that's not a great diagnosis. I don't know what is. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. Now, you look at me for a minute. You, some of you have been following me a long time. You ever saw me sad? You've heard me say it before. Sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent, broke, all kinds of stuff. And I have many opportunities to do that because this world is not an easy place to live in. But he diagnosed me with divine healing, with divine health, and with divine life. And all that, it just brings help. People say, why do you pray for, why do you believe in healing so much? Well, when I sow healing in people's lives, my harvest is health. Did you get it? You see what I'm saying? And the more I do, it turns into life. Here's another scripture, Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So if he took my infirmity and he bore my sickness, why should I have it? Why are people sick to start with, especially that are born again? Well, I know you got viruses flying around here all the time, all kinds of different things, but you also have a helmet of salvation. You also have a breastplate of righteousness. You have a shield of faith. You got a sword of the Spirit. You're girded about with loins of truth. My God, man. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does peace mean? Possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Faith that fact. Nothing broken, nothing missing. I mean, that's amazing to me. When you understand the diagnosis that God has diagnosed you with health, there's nothing broken in that. Nothing missing in that. Don't make no difference how old you are. I mean, one time a doctor told me not too long ago, well, you know, as you get older, your immune system, you know, it slows up, you know, you're liable to get this and get that. And I just looked at the woman and I just smiled at her. I said, not mine. Oh, Lord. She liked to have a fit. And I just smiled at her. And I thought, my God, you know, and she wanted me to do this. And I said, and then the other doctor said, well, he don't need that. In fact, all the doctors saying, finally, a healthy one. Well, I speak to my body. I tell it to line up the way the Word of God says. I do. That, and man, I go into every kind of situation you ever seen. I lay hands on probably the most diseased people and people spitting on me and sneezing in my face. And, you know, it just happens all over the world. I just get back and let me, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes something tries to attach itself to my body. I go, oh, no. He took my infirmity. I don't want it. He bore my sickness. I don't have it. By his stripes, I am. Not I will be, and I don't know I will. I am. That's his name, too. I am that I am. Faith that fact, see? That doesn't mean the devil won't try to put something on you. You may get a sniffle, and that's fine. I mean, you say, well, you got it. No, just defy it and command the word of God. You know, just like you do medicine. You know, you take the word of God. It's medicine. And it's health to you, all your flesh. So you've been diagnosed with health. Ooh, I like that. Think about that. So I love that scripture in Psalms where he said, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I had a person tell me that the other day, you got more energy, man your age, than I've ever seen anybody. Well, he renews my youth like the eagles. Fly like an eagle. Yeah. Hallelujah. Faith that fact. You'll be blessed. Bye-bye.